Actually, checking in from remote, as we say in the business, with Billings Mayor Bill Cole, my special guest. And welcome back. How are we today, Mayor? Kind of braving the fog. A little rainy out there today.
Yeah, where I am, the rain hasn't started yet, but it's in the forecast, so it's that time of year.
You bet it is. You'll have a special speech out here this morning. Of course, it's the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Where you are, who are you speaking to today, Bill?
I'm outside the Health Science Building of Montana State University, Billings, on the west end of Billings, where they have a piece of the original World Trade Center. It's a twisted I-beam. Some of these were distributed around the country for memorials, and it's a beautiful but very somber location in front of the science building. And at 7:30, there will be a public ceremony recognizing the victims of 9/11 and seeing what we can learn from that terrible experience.
Absolutely can. All of us remember where we were, and I'll be speaking a little bit more on that kind of nationally, what we have, what's going on for today. But, well, Bill, as we turn from that, just taking a couple of minutes for you because I know you're busy, but the county primary elections got that underway. I think about it was like 38% of the votes turned out. That's kind of normal for this. What did you think about what you saw for the primary, Bill?
Well, the process moves along. I wasn't real surprised by most of the results.
Okay.
I just appreciate the council candidates who are willing to get in the fray. It's an awful lot of work. I'm sure none of them really knew exactly what they were getting themselves into.
Sure.
But they're learning. And the process rewards those who are willing to work hard. And they're going to be drinking from a fire hose, trying to get up to speed on the issues. But this is step one, and now a smaller group can get focused on some of the key issues like public safety.
And it looks like it'll be a busy election, too, with the primaries. I understand four of the five wards. The primaries, they did have their primary. I'm from Ward 1 up on the north side, and did my voting, too. But it'll be a busy election season, it looks like, coming up in a few months.
Yeah, absolutely. That's everybody gets a little more serious for the general, no doubt about that. And it's an opportunity for the public to learn more about these candidates. I know sometimes it's hard to take a primary quite as serious because it's not the real deal, so to speak.
Sure, sure.
But now for the general, I think people will really dive in getting to know these candidates, and the candidates will dive into the issues.
Billings Mayor Bill Cole is my special guest. Bill, we'll wrap it up here. Wanted to talk about Amen Park we have for the last couple of weeks. Looks like things are moving on some upgrades out there. A unanimous vote here on Monday out at the for the soccer fields, I understand. Going to get some artificial turf, some other additions out there. That's kind of exciting to see. And do you want to talk about what was voted in?
Yeah, the council approved just over $1 million of expenditure for artificial turf, lights, LED lights, and some seating for people around the field at or one of the fields at Amen Park. And the nice thing about all of that is it allows for a lot more use of that field. Oftentimes the soccer season is delayed because of weather. You can't really play on that grass and give it the abuse that it takes unless it's dry. And so this will extend the season almost year-round. And even in the winter, right, they can take a shovel and take the snow off that turf and still play. And that's going to bring lots more tournaments and teams in.
Sure.
It's going to further expand the soccer program, which has been going gangbusters over the last 10 or 20 years in the Billings area. Bozeman has an artificial turf field. Missoula does. And so this will allow our teams to stay competitive with them.
Yeah, Bill, will the work get started here pretty quick? Will it take a long time to get some of this done as we initially get underway?
Yeah, my understanding is they're starting next week with
okay.
The goal of having this in place early spring 2020.
All right, and just one more question on that, and we'll let you go. As part of that, I understand the park board, are they kind of starting a fund, as we were talking about before, Bill, about there's a lot of great ideas for Amen Park, but of course you got to come up for the money on that, and it's going to be, you know, something that's going to be an ongoing thing. But did they set up some type of a fund in that when it comes to the maintenance?
Yes, and these dollars come from the South Billings Urban Renewal Area, so the TIF district, the Tax Increment Finance District,
okay,
around South Billings Boulevard, between South Billings Boulevard and King. So the tax revenue there, the new tax revenue, is kept in a fund to fund projects like this. It doesn't come out of general city budgets. but because there will be less maintenance of that artificial turf, those funds will be segregated and kept available to make future improvements and maybe someday partially replace that turf when it needs to be replaced.
That's great to hear. We'll look forward to that. Well, I'm sure we'll continue talking about that. And I know you're on the stage here in just a minute, so we'll let you go, Bill. I thank you for your time, and we'll check up again next week if that's okay.
You bet. Thanks, Nick.